Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, and inviting you to come visit us here in north central Nebraska. Yep, right at the crossroads of Highway 20 and 83. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit them online at visitvalentine.com or .org. Check out 50 things to do, whether it's waterfall tour, bird watching, canoeing, kayak, whatever. Just check it out online. You'll find out more at visitvalentine.com.
So many things to do. And while we're talking about a lot to do, what happens when you just don't want to do so much? You want to kick back, relax a little bit. Well, let me tell you, grab your coffee and pick up Tri-State Livestock News. It offers so much. It has ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, every wish you ever had for a single source for livestock news. Check it out, Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com is what ranchers read.
Something today on The Good Stuff by the Reverend Claude Wisdom White Sr.
Got it?
It's
very
called
respectful.
A Little Fellow Follows Me. So this will make you stop and think about Father's Day coming up. A careful man I ought to be. A little fellow follows me. I dare not go astray, for fear he'll go the self-same way. I cannot once escape his eyes. Whatever he sees me do, he tries. Like me, he says he's going to be the little chap who follows me. He thinks that I am good and fine, believes in every word of mine. The base in me he must not see, that little fellow who follows me. I must remember as I go, through summer sun and winter snow, I am building for the years to be in the little chap who follows me. The Reverend Claude Wisdom White, Sr. today on The Good Stuff.
And let's do something about putting up your flag, because tomorrow is Flag Day. This is by Kurt Cloninger. So, my daughter's home from college this weekend and says, "Dad, why are you putting up the flag?" Oh, I didn't know what to tell her, so I said, "I don't know. It's a nice day and it seems like a good thing to do." She nodded and walked back into the house. I'm not that great with words, but I thought about it, the question, while I was out mowing the grass. And this is what I wish I had told her. I'm putting up the flag because it's Saturday. And later on, maybe I'll invite the neighbors, Charlie and Dee, over to grill something. And Charlie and I will get into a good-natured argument about politics or whatever, because we never agree about anything, Charlie and I. I'm putting up the flag because Charlie and I can do that here. We can disagree about politics or religion or whatever without either of us worrying about someone hauling us away. Then maybe we will grill some burgers or maybe go cheaper, you know, hot dogs. Around here, almost everyone can afford hot dogs because we are blessed in this country. Yes, blessed. That is why I'm putting up the flag. Then tomorrow we will go to church and worship. I'm putting up the flag because around here you can think about God, talk about God, worship God, because nobody can tell you that you can't. And I'm putting up the flag because the neighbor's kid is in the Marines and I want his parents to know I'm proud of him. Well, I'm putting up the flag because it's a nice flag for a nice place. Not a perfect place, not even close, but it's my place and I'm glad it is. So I'm putting up the flag because it is Saturday and because I can. Kurt Cloninger.
Here's something to kind of wrap things up on the program today. This came in from Dennis here a while back. Only in America, okay? Do people use answering machines to screen calls and then have call waiting so we won't miss a call from someone we didn't want to talk to in the first place? Now we kind of do that with our cell phones, I think,
yeah,
sometimes.
No, not us, but I've heard other people do it.
This one's been around once or twice, but I'm going to give it another whirl for you. This guy goes in to visit his grandmother, and he brings his friend with him. While he's talking to his grandmother, his friend starts eating the peanuts on the coffee table, and he finished them all. Gone. Poof. As they're leaving, his friend says to his grandmother, "Thanks for the peanuts." And she replied, "Yeah, since I lost my dentures, I can only suck the chocolate off of them."
I've heard that also as a pastor visiting, ate the nuts. Yeah, that's not good either.
What do you got to wrap things up?
Let's wrap it up with this. We are never happy until we learn to laugh at ourselves.
So true.
I think that's more true than I've ever realized. I think we all need to just spend time each day just amusing ourselves.
And folks, we appreciate you tuning in to this great radio station for The Good Stuff.